Dupont fate being used to subdue rally. Detention threat hangs over redshirt co-leader. The government is hoping the expected detention on terrorism charges of Puratai Party MP Jatupon Prompan and Deputy House Speaker Apiwan Wiriatai in 10 days will dampen morale at today's redshirt rally in the capital. Mr. Jatupon and Mr. Apiwan have been summoned to appear at the Center for the Resolution of the Emergency Situation today, ahead of the expiry of their parliamentary immunity on November 28th, when the House goes into recess. They are expected to be questioned today about other possible offenses unrelated to the terrorism charges. The Department of Special Investigation, responsible for investigating terrorism charges against the two men and other core redshirt members over the April-May rallies in Bangkok, has recommended Mr. Jatupon and Mr. Apiwan be refused bail when their parliamentary immunity expires. DSI Chief Tarit Pingdit said yesterday the DSI's action followed a complaint from Métis Amon Wutikun, a redshirt suspect turned witness, that he had been intimidated by Mr. Jatupon. Mr. Métis was made a state witness after he gave information about the April 10th clashes between redshirt protesters and security forces. If the court turned down the bail request, the two men would be detained when the parliamentary session ended. They were expected to be taken into custody, while 50 non-MP redshirt members detained since the end of the political violence would be released soon, a government source said. The 50 redshirt suspects were expected to be freed on bail under the government's aid scheme, government spokesman Panitan Watanayakoan said. He said the detainees were among 180 people who were involved in the redshirt rally and could not obtain legal representation. He denied a claim the government and the CRES had a free hand in the matter. Political observers believe it is a government maneuver to place Mr. Jatupon and Mr. Apiwan in detention because they are principal motivators of the red shirts. Releasing the 50 suspects would also ease the pressure on the government, which has been seen by some as persecuting the red shirts. At the same time, the tactic would work to eliminate the mobilizing forces at the rally today to mark the 6th-month anniversary of the end of their protest at Ratchaphasoam intersection. Mr. Apiwan has slammed the CRES for summoning him. He said the summons was an attempt by the CRES to show off its power. He would still report to the center. Army Chief Prayut Chan-o-cha yesterday warned the UDD to refrain from violating the state of emergency when it proceeds with its planned rally today. General Prayut also urged the movement to allow security authorities to do their job and refrain from causing any disturbances. The UDD rally would begin at Bangkok Remand Prison in the morning, move to the DSI headquarters on Jang Watana Road, and proceed to Ratchaphasoam intersection in the evening. City Police Chief Chaktip Chaichinda said about 1,800 police officers would be deployed at three locations, with 1,050 of them sited in the Ratchaphasoam area. He said three companies of troops would be put on standby.